up over another little compartment, maybe. There's different types, but we didn't ever actually have one. But the neighbors had one, and they called it the shuffle robe. But
did you have a place for hanging the clothes up there? Did the shuffle robe?
In that, that compartment had the long door. It had a rod, I believe, a little short rod, but I don't think there was much space in. Usually, most of them, it had a space about that big to hang clothes.
About a foot.
Yeah, and it'd be about the length of a dress, I think. And then the drawers, and that's about all it was to it, really. Now my grandmother, she had a big two compartment one, you know, that had two big doors, and it was tall. She had a real good one. It was almost like a closet, but it was actually a sort of a homemade shift robe. What do you want to call it?
What other things?
You mean?
For putting clothes on.
Well, other than closets.
What about something just with drawers in it, but doesn't have a place for hanging it?
Oh, we had the chest of drawers, we called it.
Okay.
That's all we had.
Have you ever heard any other name?
Well,
yeah.
Bureau or something?
Well, I heard them call them bureaus, but I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
What about something that maybe has drawers in it and then has a mirror to it?
Say like a dresser?
Well, say like a dresser?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What's, is that?
Any other
How's that different from a... Does that always have a mirror to it, or... How would you describe that?
Well, I'd describe it always as having a mirror, usually, but now back, I can remember when people had, and we didn't actually have those, they had those dressing tables that actually just had a mirror that hung over them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and our neighbors had, they didn't have a, what they call a dresser, they had a... Something that had three shelves in it, and they just called them the shelves, and they had a mirror that hung over that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, they always would go to the shelves and get whatever it was, you know. And so they always talked about the shelves, which we didn't have when they
were
But really, a dresser is about all that I'm familiar with, those dressing tables. And the neighbors would have the shelves, they called them.
What about something that you might have in your windows, to something on rollers, solid material.
The shades.
Okay, that's solid material, isn't it?
Oh, it's usually some kind of nowadays it's vinyl or.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's just it unrolls. Shades.
Okay.
Window shade.
And say if a little room at the top of the house, not really an upstairs exactly. What might you call that?
Really, I don't really know offhand. I couldn't think of it.
Do you ever speak of a loft or sky parlor or attic or garret?
Well, attic. Yeah, see, that's what you would really call, in a way, our rooms upstairs, a lot of people would call them the attic, which they weren't actually upstairs rooms. But the attic is about the only word that I'm real familiar with.
Okay, and now, have you ever heard of, well, I guess your house didn't have it, but in kitchens, you know, people using a different type kitchen in the summer than they did in the winter.
Yeah, see, I'm not familiar with that either, but see, I have read, you know, a lot of, I used to read a lot of books, you know, about the South. It's always kind of fascinated me. And the way they did. And they always had, in these books I read, they talk about the summer kitchens and this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they even had, it appeared that they had even sinks or something where they even washed the vegetables and everything in the summer kitchen or something. Now, this house that where my daddy was born and raised, where I was actually born, but we moved pretty soon after I was born. It had the two main rooms downstairs and upstairs, and had the big long, sort of like this one.